Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the FOC here, Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the FOC Air Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening I have a very brief discussion on frequencies, and if anybody has a topic that they would like to suggest or a question that they would like answered, please call now. All right, sounds like new. So with that, I want to mention a couple things coming up. For those of you who are fond of microwaves, the annual ARRL 10 GHz and up contest starts the 21st. And there is a Feldhell sprint late on the 21st as well. There's a North American QSO party coming up, and a RIDI rookie roundup. So all those things are coming up this next weekend. If any of those pique your interest, you might want to take a peek at the web and find out more information about that. Also, many of you have probably heard about the earthquake in Haiti, and just a reminder, in case you haven't heard this through any other means, the IARU Region 2 has requested that radio amateurs in the Americas keep the following frequencies clear for international emergency coordination. That's 3750, 3.75, 7150, 7.150, and 14330, 14.330. So we're, of course, thinking about everybody who was affected by that tragedy. Does anyone else have any news or announcements that they would like to share? If so, please call now. Okie dokie. With that, we will take a round of check-ins and then proceed on to our discussion topic. So if anyone would like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
KN4SPL.
KX4KU.
M79BB.
AK4GG.
All right, dog days of summer are definitely dogging us. We got K1HTV, Rich, KN4SPL, Bob, KX4KU, Kevin, N7IVD Brad, and AK4GG John. Thank you all for joining. Anyone else? Please call now. Nope. Okay. Well, this topic may not be deep enough for most of you who checked in, but in the event that some of our new hams or newly upgraded hams are listening, I'll just run through it real quick. So let's say that you're a newly minted general, you passed your test, and now you're flipping through the bands, really excited to make your first QSO, and you happen to be down on 80 meters, and you hear somebody talking at 3.8 megahertz, and you say, hey, 3.8, that's the bottom of my permitted slice on 80 meters, and the question is, can you jump in there? And the answer, unsurprisingly, because otherwise I wouldn't be mentioning it, is no. And the reason is that although your carrier, your suppressed carrier with SSB, and the traditional lower sideband mode on 80 meters would put your emissions somewhere between 3796 and 3800, which is below your general slice on 80 meters. So when we are tuning around the band, we have to make sure that our emission, wherever that is going to occur, wherever that's going to occur, is inside our allocation. So for lower sideband, that's going to be below the indicated dial frequency. For upper sideband, that's going to be above the indicated dial frequency. For AM, it's going to be on both sides, or DSB is going to be on both sides as well. and just need to pay attention to those things as we're getting near the edges of our allocations, regardless of our license class. So, how can you tell? Well, those of you with newer rigs, the newer rigs are probably new enough to have pretty recently calibrated focal oscillators, and are probably reasonably accurate. So if you tune up the width of your filter, you're probably going to be okay. Some of the newer rigs with waterfalls will display the transmitted signal, although I am not sure that signal is actually sampled at the after the amplifier. It may be the modulated signal before it's passed through the high power RF chain, in which case it might change just a little bit on its way out to the antenna. But if you have an older rig, if you picked up a gem at a ham fest, or from an estate sale, or from a friendly ham who's going to lend you something to get started, if it's depending on the age of the rig, and depending on its storage or use environment, and just depending on its original quality, it may have drifted, possibly quite a bit since it was manufactured. So you want to try and check that before you get too close to those edges, and leave yourself some margin in any case. So how do you check? One way to check, if your receiver has general coverage tuning and you can tune to WWV at 5, 10, 15, or 20 megahertz, then you can do what we call zero beating that transmission signal, which means you adjust your tuning in SSB or CW mode until that tone, which is the beat between the WWV carrier and your locally generated carrier, goes away. Like, it becomes completely inaudible, just like 0 hertz. And that's what we call zero beating. This is the beat frequency that you hear, the difference between your local oscillator and the transmitter's frequency. And when that's zero, your local oscillator frequency should match the transmitter's frequency. And since WWV is a very stable, well-known, calibrated transmitter, we trust that it's a reasonably good reference for getting pretty close if we don't have traceable standards in our own shacks. If you don't have continuous coverage general tuning, then you can go two steps removed and you can zero beat another amateur's transmission or another transmission. You can copy that you are relatively confident in its accuracy. And so you're not going to get down to, tenths of a hertz accuracy with that. But you're definitely going to get within, a couple tens, a couple hundred, and that's going to keep you out of trouble at the edges of the bands. So, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net. And one last reminder on this topic is don't always trust the accuracy of your display. I mean, the display may read down to 1 hertz, but if the radio is 25 or 30 years old, what's going on inside may not match that. And, of course, if you've got a unit that's old enough that it does not have a digital display, it's got a dial, a vernier dial, or some other sort of indicator, then you're definitely going to want to make sure that you know where you really are when it says 3.8 or 18.11 or anything like that. So that's it. That's the handy little tip for the day. And with that, we'll take a spin around the round table, see what everybody's been up to, ham-wise, and see how folks are doing. So with that, we will call on K1HTV. Rich, how are you doing tonight?
It's Mike. This is K1HTV in Amosville, waiting for the rain to start again. Looks like we're going to get a whole bunch of rain tonight, 2 to 4 inches you're talking about. So we shall see if they're correct. A couple things that you were saying, in addition to the problem of going below 3,800, don't forget an upper sideband. The same thing holds for upper sideband. Don't flirt too high with the high end of the band. If our frequency ends up at whatever the band happens to be, make sure that you're at least 3 kilohertz below the top frequency, the highest frequency you can operate on sideband. As far as calibration, you might, for those who have WSJTX, there's a very excellent way of calibrating your receiver down to the hertz. If you go to the mode button and select frequency or freak cal, I think it's called file. Yeah, frequency or frequency cal, and follow the instructions in the manual. If you go to the WSJTX manual, it'll tell you how to calibrate your receiver very accurately down to the hertz. They're using the either WWV signals at 5, 10, or 20 megs, 15, 5, 10, 15, or 20 megs, or CHU, or even some broadcast stations like the New York station WCBS at night or WNBC. It explains how to do it, and you can really accurately calibrate your receiver. As far as activity, interesting this afternoon, the 10 meters is open quite well to South America. Workstations over South America, including Argentina. Lots of Brazil stations, Paraguay, Uruguay, I'm trying to think of whatever states, Venezuela. Anyway, there are quite a few stations down in South America on 10 meters, and also worked about 20 of them on FT8 and on 12, another dozen or so on 12, and loads of stations on 15, Europe in the morning, and South Americans, and a couple of Pacific stations. 3D2 USU is at the expedition on the Fiji, and quite active, worked them on a number of bands, so you might look for that. There's another, quite a few other stations sending a call sign, a Russian call sign, R, and then a letter, and then 90 Lima Alpha, commemorating the life of UA-1 Lima Alpha. The number of stations, in addition to those special 090 LA calls for the suffix, you'll also find one, Whiskey Zero Lima. So if you do a Google search on Whiskey Zero Lima, not a Google search, a QRZ search for W0L, you will find information about UA-1 LA and all the commemorative stations around the world that are commemorating his life. And he's a famous Russian ham. Other than that, did some meteor scatter this week on the Perseid meteor shower. Heard a 5 and a 0 on 2 meters. Didn't have the time to make any contacts on 2 that morning, peak of the shower. I did get on the next morning, I think it was Thursday morning, and worked a number of stations on 6 meters on meteor scatter using the MSK-144 mode. So that's the end of my activity list for the week. 6 meters is pretty much, east skip season is pretty much dried up. Back to you, Mike, KF4TEK from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thank you very much. Yeah, still plenty of activity out there for you, even though e-skip season is petering out. And I wonder what WSJTX uses for its reference. If it's using the sound card clock, I guess the measurement is as good as your sound card clock. But that's pretty interesting that it's there. I want to look into that. All right, we're on to Bob, KN4SPL. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK from KN4SPL. Doing wonderful there tonight there, Mike. Let's see, good topic about, the band edges and stay away from them. I personally try to stay about 5 kilohertz away from all band edges, you know, depending on lower sideband or upper sideband or, like you said, AM, which I don't really have a rig that works AM too well, so that's a mode I don't normally go to too often. Besides that, activities for the week or this weekend, got a couple more of my VHF, UHF antennas up after getting the new roof 2 weeks ago. I got my 220, and I got a 2-meter and a 70-centimeter antenna up for my emergency powered station. And, so now I got 4 antennas up. I got, I think, one more to go at the scone for the a scanner I just got recently. So I think that's the last antenna I'm going to get up on the house. Let's see what the HOA has to say with my small antenna farm on the back of my house. So that's what I've been up to. Hope everyone's doing well. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, good luck with the HOA and your antenna farm. We got our fingers and our toes crossed for you. And I don't think I've ever tried AM on the 7300. So who knows? Maybe sometime later this winter we can do a, a local AM test. All right, this is KF4TK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we're up to Kevin, KX4KU. How are you doing?
KF4TEK, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Mike. Thank you for doing the net. As for activities, got wrapped up in the fact that came home after Wednesday's CWT, went on the net tonight. That night, and then went for the one at 11 p.m., and my tier didn't work. And I went through all the debugging and troubleshooting steps and everything I could think of. I had my suspicions what it might be, and they were confirmed by K1EL, and so it turns out it seems like the optical relay chip went bad on it to that port, because the other port works. Fortunately, the only N1MM only likes that port if I'm using SO2O, which I don't usually use. I don't ever use. I can barely handle SO1R. So I took it apart and verified, like, silly things like continuity and everything, you know, should work, but, it just seems like the chip. That or the, K1EL chip. Either way, I have a kind soul, working on moving the, opto relay chip from one side to the other, just to verify that's it. So, and it's the key, it's over 3 years old, so if it's the IC itself, well, I will be getting a different key from K1EL. That's the way it is. Band edges. The only time I ever flirt with band edges is at CW contest. And I'm very, 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 how many more varies do I need there? Careful, because my rig is opened up for, has the Mars cap, modifications on it. And I could, you know, if I'm not careful, I could go out of my band and still transmit. But I'm very careful about that. But, mostly since I do digital and CW, it's not much of a problem to worry about. So anyway, I will turn back over to you, Mike. Hope everything's going well, and turn back over to the net. KF4TEK, KX4KU, back to net.
All right, Kevin. Well, glad that the problem is diagnosed and the repair fix is underway. So good luck with that. And let us know how it goes. All right, we are up to Brad, N7IVV. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening, all. N7IVV. I'm doing okay. It's been kind of a lazy day for me. But a couple things. I haven't done much on radio-wise besides just my usual listening and working FT8 on the side with my other activities. But anyway, I noticed from the ARRL, this last week, I guess, something that caught my eye, and of course it made me chuckle to think about it at first, and then obviously the article said, no, that's not what you're going to do. Anyway, it's MODA, Minds on the Air, and I thought, what the heck? And the article, of course, started out with, no, of course you're not going to be working from underground, but I guess it just took the various locations. And, of course, out west, I don't know, maybe back here too, but out west it's very common to have mines out in kind of in the middle of nowhere. And so I guess somebody said, well, let's activate mines and do that too. So SOTA, POTA, MOTA, you name it. I mean, the whole alphabet's coming up there. As far as band edges, back when I was a young novice, I actually got an astigram from one of the volunteer, drawing blank on the right word that I want, but anyway, you know, the monitors, I guess volunteer monitors, they said, you were transmitting outside the band edge on whatever date and frequency, and I thought, oh no, I'm in deep trouble now, and of course it was really more just of a kindness. I don't have any idea where things might have been recorded to see what my previous record was, but anyway, obviously people do listen, and it is important. So, other than that, I guess just as far as the meeting went, we will be making more improvements for this upcoming meeting and going forward. Namely headsets for microphone and whatnot for the presenter, so that should make a huge difference there. So for anybody listening, next meeting should be a lot better. Anyway, back to you. Thanks, Mike, for being so willing to help out. MKF4TEK in the net and 7IVB.
All right, Brad. Wow, that letter is probably more rare than a QSL card from Russia. Hang on to that. Put it up on your wall. And I found my antenna wire. It was lying in the yard, just not where I was expecting it. It got moved. Not by me. So that's good news. Antenna Project is back on square, too. All right. Here we are up to John, AK4GG. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good morning, Mike, and the rest of the group, AK4GG. And I guess I'm one of those people listening there, Brad. So I looked up WebEx, and they recommended a product called Yamaha Revo Labs. And I looked it up on eBay. It's pretty cheap. Essentially, it's the base set and two or more hand mics that you can give out to audience members, as well as a clip-on executive mic that you can kind of clip on to Bruce's lapel or whatever, and he can rattle off his 101-page slide deck there. Anyway, I just thought that might be quite useful expenditure. If we've got $7,500 in the kitty there or whatever it is, I think that might be quite a useful expenditure. I haven't done too much today. I've been a bit lazy also. And I guess I'd be interested to know how Bob's FT100 fired up. Hopefully got it going well on Saturday. And I'm thinking about setting up a Zota Zoos on the air. I don't know how much interest there would be, but to actually just go around zoos and transmit from them, mainly just to add yet another alphabetic front end to the OTA collection there. So 729 people died of coronavirus on Friday, and I know that K1HTV proclaims that people shouldn't be frightened of it, and I agree. I think there is a measure of freedom that people should enjoy. But certainly the Delta variant is out there, and if you don't choose to wear double masking indoors, then, you know, that's your choice. The vaccine will certainly save you from dying, but it won't save you from getting that or something that's going to happen for us in winter. Anyway, on that cheerful note, I shall go back to the net, K4TEK and K4GG.
All right, John, thank you very much for that. Zoos on the air, that sounds interesting. And when Brad said mines on the air, the first thing I thought he said was mined, is a like Mike India November Delta Sierra. I'm like, well, that's interesting, some sort of telepathic radio interface. And then I thought it was mines on the air. And I said, well, that ain't going to work very well. But mines. Yeah. All right. Zoos. And I was just thinking of interesting OTA words. BOTA sounds pretty good. I think we should do breweries on the air. Breweries on the air. Breweries. And I haven't even been drinking, and I can't say it. But anyway. All right. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. And we are at the bottom of our list, so... if anyone has anything else they'd like to say or anyone else would like to join us, please call now.
K1HTV, recheck.
KM4SVL, recheck.
8 Quebec, Charlie November, good evening. This is Whiskey X-Gray 4 Bravo Echo Delta, WX4DED.
All right, we got K1HTV recheck, we got KN4SPL recheck, I believe we got KJ7ATV, there was a double in there, that might have been Travis, but we'll let him call back if it was, and we picked up WX4BED, possibly via EchoLink, not sure, so let's get the doubles that I didn't call, please try again.
W8BT, Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango, Sierra Hotel.
All right, well, NetLogger decided it wanted to stop responding, so I was typing furiously on the computer and nothing was happening. But it picked up W8BT, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Sierra Tango Hotel, maybe, and then WD8QCN, I think. You know, sometimes the phonetics are actually more difficult. So bear with me. I apologize. If I screwed up or I missed you, please, one more time. All right, well, let's just say that I'm going to take that as I managed to pull things out of the soup okay. So let's hit our new folks before we get our recheck. So that would be KJ7APV. Becca, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KJ7APV in Catlett, Virginia. I'm doing well. Greetings to everybody on the net. I don't have a lot to say tonight. It's been kind of a quiet day for me, quiet weekend. Getting ready to start back up with my university and college classes in about a week. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be continuing with my history and my American Indian studies. So hopefully I'll still be checking in on the net, but sometimes school work can get a little intense. So enjoyed listening to y'all. Sorry I'm checking in a little late. Had to leave my shelter here as there has been some kind of death in the vicinity of my off-the-grid property. I'm waiting for the vultures to come and clean up the stench. So that's why I'm checking in late. Don't quite consider that just the vultures. The vulture people will take care of that, and there's a bunch of them here. They were flying around in the sky, probably 20 of them. They've been accumulating since I spent part of the time away in Idaho, and I'm back here and land with big, heavy, clawed feet on my thin roof, so it's quite a phenomenon. They leave me alone, though, so we're keeping a good distance. So, again, thanks for running the net, and greetings to everybody. Hope you all have a good evening and a good week. KJ7APV, back to you, net control.
Okay, Becca, very good. Stay clear of those vultures for sure. And your audio is quite low, so your signal is not bad. It fades in and out a little bit, but next time you get on, just make sure to choke up on that mic a little bit, and it will help us copy you. But have a good weekend. Thanks for checking in. All right, let's try WX4BED. How are you doing tonight?
Well, good evening there, Mike. I believe that's who you are. This is Whiskey X-Ray 4, Bravo Echo Delta. My name is Lair, Alpha Lima Alpha, India Romeo Echo. I am in Chambersburg, Bedford County, Virginia, so I'm way far away from Warrenton. I found you guys. I decided to go on WebSDR.org tonight, and I found this net on the Washington, D.C. WebSDR. So good evening, Warrenton. I'll say at the Warrenton Fauquier Airport, it was 74 degrees with a dew point of 71 and a relative humidity of 91%. The winds were calm. The pressure is 30.16 inches and steady. And it looks like it was mostly cloudy with scattered clouds at 3,300 feet, broken clouds at 5,000 feet, and a ceiling of at least 5,000 feet. So this is my first time on here. Of course, like I said, I found you guys on WebSDR. I'm glad to have found this. I was listening to the Northern Virginia traffic, and I was like, oh my god, I wish I could get on there. But luckily I found you guys, and I'm glad. I hope to see you guys more on Sundays here at 8. I don't have much else to say, so I'll turn it back to you, Mike. This is WX4BED.
All right, fine business. Well, thank you for joining us, and, of course, you're welcome to join us for our Wednesday 8 p.m. net as well as our Sunday 8 p.m. net. And appreciate you dropping by. All right. This is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to Travis, WADT. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good evening, Mike, and all on the net. This is WABT. I'm doing quite well. I'm waiting on my pizza dough to finish rising before I top it and put it in the oven. But I wasn't going to check in, or maybe just check in with a no comment, but I got a chuckle out of your Boda idea. I really like that, actually. I've got the old Busthead Brewery right down the street from me, and I've visited a few of them in Culpeper, and I know there's a bunch of them around here. I think your idea is great. Brewery's on the air. We'll have to get that started. And I know Alan, KY4DN, I think, does some work over at Old Busthead, so and maybe we could all get that started. Anyway, hope everyone had a great weekend, and I'll turn it back to you. Thanks for joining the net. W8BT, back to net.
All right. Well, thank you, Travis. Thank you for jumping in and just for that. I appreciate it. And, yeah, what's better than a cold one while working some QSOs? Fine business. All right. We're up to KF4STH. I hope I got that right. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening. The name is Sean, and the call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Sierra Hotel. So you were close. KF4TSH. I was just on my way into work and heard the net, heard most of it, and just figured I'd jump in and say hi towards the end here. I caught the last half of it. So good evening to everyone on the net. Hopefully everyone has a safe night. And that's it for me. Back to net control. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Sierra Hotel.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Got it. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Sierra Hotel. Have yourself a safe drive into work there, and hope that it goes well for you. And stop by again if you're in the area. Sundays at 8, Wednesdays at 8, and always good to have another ham join the group. So, safe travels. All right, we are up to WD8QCN. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK in the net, WD8QCN. Good evening, Mike, and the group. Good conversation there tonight. Love the Boda idea. It'll be a challenge, I think, to keep them on for more than about an hour and a half at a time. there's a Crooked Run location up by me, so I'll volunteer to take that one on. They've got nice outdoor seating in the summer there. It'll be great to, coming up here in September. That's a brilliant idea. I just wanted to share. Just worked North Macedonia on 20 meters FT8. Lots of good DX lately. In fact, I just finished DXCC in 2.5 months on FT8, something I wasn't able to do in 40-plus years operating casually otherwise. So that's the power of the visual interface and the technology there. Great stuff. And it worked all states on top of that. So having great fun back in the radio business here. Back to you, Mike. KF4TEK in the net, WD8QCN.
All right, excellent. Fun is what it's all about. Well, fun is what it's mostly about. Do some other stuff here and there. So, fine business. DX, I already forgot. Worked all states and DXCC. That's pretty cool. You know, you got to tip your hat to the digital signal processing guys too, because you know they're really digging deep for those tones. Not sure how that compares to the year. I'm sure someone's done a study, but hey, that's a topic for another day. All right, let's get our rechecks. K1HTV, go ahead, sir.
Mike, it's K1HTV. First of all, for Brad. Brad, you received an OO report. An official observer. Was that what you got in the mail? An OO was, there were official observers. It was an appointment, ARRL appointment. I was an OO back in the 60s, and I remember, and I still have some postcards. They were stamped with 3-cent stamps, I believe. I still have a few of them left, and you fill out the what the infraction was, like too close to the band edge, or you had clicks, or you had a second harmonic. A lot of the novices down on the, like, 3750 were, you could hear some of them had second harmonics. You could hear them up on the, twice that frequency was well out of the ham band. So we would send out the cards, and sometimes you get thank yous, and other times, it wasn't me, it was just, it was a, service that we provided as official observers. Of course, if you got something, if you got a pink ticket from the FCC, that wasn't quite as good. Occasionally, some guys would be caught by the FCC folks up in Fort Meade, up in the Laurel area, where they did a lot of the looking around the bands, searching for folks doing stuff wrong. As far as DX, I forgot to mention there, I worked the long path opening on 40. I worked the long path station of VK6 on 40-meter FT8 this evening, about an hour and a half ago. And also a very good friend of mine, a guy named Benny, HC1BI, worked him on 10 meters FT8 today. Our first contact was in 1981, 40 years ago. So I sent a couple of messages back and forth on the WSJTX TX5 message box, and went back and forth with a couple very short 13-letter greetings. So that was it. One final comment regarding the FARA meeting. After the FARA meeting, I went home and I looked on the website. I found the recording. And what did I see? But I saw mostly, when I was looking at Brad, I was just saw everything below his head. And I said, "What's that? Doesn't look too good." And I saw none of the slides. So there's got to be some way of piping the slides rather than looking at the N7IVV's belly for at least the part I looked at. That's about all I could say. I could not see any of the slides, of course. Then Bruce was on K4GDX, and the same with him. I did not see much until a little bit later. Then I went full screen. I can see him, but not any of the slides or that he was putting on. So I may want to consider redoing the way you're doing that. Anyway, that's it for now. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for doing the net, and good to everybody checking into the net. 7-3 off to KF4TEK from K1HTV.
All right, thanks very much, Rich. Yeah, official observer. Oh, I was thinking of something else, volunteer, something, but yeah. 3 cents, man. Spare no expense. Wow. All right, we're up to Bob, KN4SPL. Go ahead with your recheck.
Thank you, Mike. This is KN4SPL. This is just for John, SA4GG, on an update on firing up the FT100 that I picked up at Berryville for a couple hundred bucks. I was able to when I fired it up Saturday morning, I got a quota contact in Ohio, and it was, I mean, I got a 5.5, and I got a 5.9 here in Virginia, and, but I'm looking at the frequency, and it's a little close. It's, 7.179, so this, FT100, hopefully it's not too out of whack, or else I might have crossed the line. But anyway, I was able to make a good contact with it, so it's the rig is working, except the speaker keeps getting real quiet, and I have to tap on the rig, and then it gets loud again, so there must be a loose wire in there on the speaker, so it's something I've got to dig into, but that's all I had. KN4SPL, back to net.
All right, fine business, Bob, thanks for that update, and how timely. hope you have a lot of fun with that radio, and bust it open and clean it out and get it working just like new. All right, well, let's wrap it. So I'll say that this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. That's faranet@w4va.org. So thanks. We'll close the net and return the repeater to normal amateur use. Have a good evening, 73.